Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Good morning, Jamar. Boy, we live different lives. You just flew in from London. I just went down near the water, Lake Ontario, to go see a game. So just, well, I know you talked about it last hour because I was getting ready to come in. Thank you, Sarah Cummings, our program director, for letting me sleep in. I went to the Lotto 649 jackpot seats last night. I'll tell you more about that in a couple minutes. But you just came back from London. And again, I say, well-traveled, but you go there to DJ.
Went there to DJ, I kind of split up the trip because I went there, I have a lot of family there, so I took a little bit of family time and a lot of bit of work time, which my work is not, I mean, it's work, but it's...
You love it, though.
I love it, but it's fun work, you know, so it, you know, I feel weird when I say it's work, but really and truly, it is work.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, there are moments where I'm in the DJ booth and you've got, like, dude screaming in your face, bro, play this song, play this song. Girl's like, oh my God, when is Drake getting here? When's Drake getting here? And I'm just like, guys, I'm trying to entertain a crowd of a couple hundred people. I need a little space. So there is a work portion of it.
Yeah, of course there is. Course. I mean, Tom and I have DJed together, and nothing made me love the job more than having people throw beer bottles at me and asking for a certain song, and we didn't play it. They got a little ticked off. Am I right? That was that last one that we did, and that was the last one that I did.
That was one of our Halloween bashes,
wasn't
it?
That's right. Oh, and I was pregnant with Adam. Anyway, what I was going to say, when Drake goes on tour, tell us about that again, because I just learned that from Caitlin yesterday.
Yeah, it was great. She's doing a whole European tour right now. Yeah. So we did a couple dates, North London, and then this was the kickoff of North England, excuse me. This was the kickoff of the London portion of the tour. So it was the first show at O2 Arena, which is an amazing venue.
I want to see that.
When you go to O2 Arena, you walk in there and you're just like, oh, two. It's so big and so... It's something you gotta see. Yeah. I mean, it's a tented arena, but the tent is really huge.
Yeah.
And it's got all these metal structures sticking out of it, and then it has all these little nooks and crannies. It's a really, really special place, and so many big concerts have taken place there. And then, you know, Drake, in one of his songs, he says, turn the O2 into the O3. He was just really making a joke about the fact that, you know, when he goes to London, everything gets to get bigger.
Yeah.
Well, O2 Arena said, all right, we're gonna do something, we're gonna one-up you on that, Drake. We're really going to turn O2 Arena into O3.
Oh, my gosh.
They changed the signage, and they changed the 2 to O3.
Look at the power of Drake.
That's kind of like if Bell, you know, said, oh, we're going to make the Bell into, you know, a small B or something like that, and something, they just changed it for the day.
They did it for you. Yeah.
Yeah, they did it for him.
Well, that's great. So then there's a bunch of DJs that go in different venues to support when
to support,
he goes on.
Yeah, exactly, to support the after party.
Wow,
so the party I did was at a place called Opium in central London.
Yeah,
it was really great. A lot of Toronto love there. You know, it's just amazing to me how Toronto has become such a part of the conversation when you're talking about cool things, pop culture, pop, hip-hop. When you say Toronto, everyone gets, like, really excited. They're like, oh, yeah, Toronto. Everything's popping out there.
Yeah.
It's true. We are the center of the conversation.
Let me tell you, this is a big difference than when we had a guy that was the mayor. That when before his brother's the premier.
Yeah.
That when I would go down to the States, they go, where are you from? I go, Canada. I didn't want to say Toronto because of the craziness that was happening in the city.
Yeah.
Now I'm so proud to say Toronto. Love Toronto. And yeah, it's really worldwide.
It is worldwide. It is a worldwide city. And I got to tell you, when you leave town and you go anywhere, you say Toronto with pride. Please do that.
Yeah.
Because people love this place.
I think they do that. And I think we're happy to be able to say that for sure.
Marilyn is in the house.
Yes, I am, but I still feel like I'm sitting in those Lotto 649 jackpot seats last night at the Scotiabank Arena. So much fun. Oh,
so tell us. Explain for those who don't know, these seats that we talk about often on the show, how close are they? Where are they? I sat
center
there
ice.
Before, but like the center ice.
I'm on the ice, center ice, in between the two benches between the Leafs and the Canes, and I'm just sitting there, and then Ray Ferraro's right in front of me. They're doing the common, was he commentating?
Color commentary.
Color
commentary. Yeah. TSN, yep.
Love
TSN.
Ray. I love Ray so much that Ray and I became friends last night. We shook hands through the little bit of a break through the plexiglass.
Yeah.
And he said, can you see through there? And I said, well, it's time for a little Windex there, Ray. I said, next time I come, if I get invited again, I'm going to put a little Windex in there, and I'm going to replace the plexiglass. I got my people from home, the home show, to replace that.
That would be the most Maryland thing.
That was such a Maryland thing. But you know what? I had such a great time, because from the moment I walked in, you know, I met Celeste and Susan and Marianne, the attendants in that area. They were so fabulous. There was a guy that works in Pickering. His name is Chris. He was behind us, and he's there with a bunch of buddies. So that was fun. It's always good. You always connect with people at games, right?
Yeah. For,
and then you start talking. What do you do? Where are you from? And then of course Ray's standing in front of me, which I didn't care. And then, you know, just being in that arena and almost forgetting what the score is because you're so happy to be there. You know, and I, Austin Matthews, I think we had a glance.
Oh.
I think we connected. I think he looked at me and did kind of a double thing.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody, any other players recognize
him? No, I think they didn't really care.
Yeah.
You know? But Ray did. He turned around and goes, oh, hi, Marilyn, how are you? So that was awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So I have a question for
sure.
you.
Sure. Tell me.
Being that you are, you know, a public figure,
yeah.
when you go there, how do you eat?
So I want to do a big call out to Chris Hogg and Chris Zielinski. They're the chefs at the Hot Stove. Among other things that they do there at the Scotiabank Arena. And both of them, they came up to me and said, hey, I heard you guys talking about the Hot Stove and the Great Beach Sandwiches yesterday. And I said, yeah. And he goes, do you want one? I go, well, actually, my husband just went over there to get them. And he goes, okay, what's he look like? I said, he's got a Leafs jersey on. Like, that's going to
help. See if you can find him.
With the number 8, they gave the last name. So they went over and got him. Jim had already paid for it. And the three of them walked back with all this stuff. So let me tell you, onion bun, beef. I've never had this before. It's delicious.
So good.
Chips, Molson Canadian beer. Done. I'm all Canadian right there.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. I mean, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No, but what happens is
hot mustard. Don't forget the hot mustard.
You're sitting in these seats and it's inevitable. The camera is going to be on your face.
Okay.
And then you're going to be stuffing your face with a beef sandwich.
Okay,
and
no,
a beer.
I'll tell you to answer your question. So we get them, we put them right beside each other, right? And I go to Jim. Okay, they're down at the end. Eat now! Because if you don't, or sip your beer, like all of a sudden the Leafs and the Canes are on the other end. Honey, drink now! because you're right behind Ray. And you're right there.
And I would think that at some point, you know, I'd be worried that they're going to be like, oh, over here, you'll see behind Ray Ferraro was Marilyn Dennis with a mouthful of beef sandwich.
It was so, and then people came by, you know, during the periods to say hello, which was great, and did some pictures with people, which was really nice. But, you know, social media is wild, right? Because you're sitting there in your own little box, because that's what you are. It looks like the penalty box.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on your own little box, and they go, I can see you from behind. I'm in section 119. I can see you from here. And then the amount of texts I got from friends going, Mayor, it's you. You know, and then people like a couple of tweets. One of them was really funny. I can't remember your handle, but she said, my husband just ran up the stairs saying, Marilyn Dennis is at the hockey game. He's such a big Leafs fan, but he noticed you in the box. And then she said, another one said, her 4 and 5 year old said, that's Marilyn Dennis.
Oh, my God.
So listen, it was a joyful. That I wasn't there to be noticed, but to just watch the game and watch how hard they work. Here's a couple of things that I noticed physically.
Mm.
I mean, the time they go back and forth, I mean, I got to up my cardio because
I
felt like a hockey mom again because that's what I was for so long with my son. Yeah. I would not be able to without any kind of jersey on or pads on be able to climb over
the railing. Yeah.
First of all, I'd be tripping. I'd go fall on my face. And I said to my husband, "What a great talent to be able to, you know, sip your Gatorade and then spit it over the board and into center." If I did that, I'd have stains all over, like fat patches all over my jersey. It's crazy.
In skates, with gloves on, maybe a stick in your hand.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, and you will from our station win these Lotto 649 jackpot seats, you will have to have a couple pieces of advice from me. First of all, you have to look at the scoreboard every once in a while just to see what the score is all about because you're just in the middle of it. Don't be on social media too long because you want to be in it and enjoy it, right? And I wanted to do a lot of social media last night so you could see what I was experiencing so you get kind of amped up for when we give away.
But there's so much action going on.
There's that so
if you take your eye off it, you actually miss the experience.
That's right. And then the other thing I want to say is we did not want to go after the game was over. And we were booted out because they said, one guy was so great. He goes, Marilyn, you have to leave now. I go, really? He said, you have to go now. I said, we don't want to go. He said, we have to get ready for Ariana Grande.
Wow.
The turnover is so fast.
Because she's there tonight.
Yeah. So as I'm leaving, I said to a couple of the attendants, okay, I'll see you for the Fleetwood Mac concert. And they go, are you working it? They go, yeah, we're working it. Yeah. Like, the people that work at Scotiabank Arena are right on, so helpful, so great. So
think about how
you.
Much they have to, that flip is insane. They've got to cover up that whole,
Jamar.
They have to cover up that whole court. Maybe, you know, put hardwood on top of ice, maybe.
Yeah.
Then they got to add seats, take away seats, maybe put flooring. It's incredible. So they have a big week at Scotiabank. Yeah. They had the Raptors Monday. They had Marilyn Dennis on Tuesday. And Aria Grande on Wednesday. That's
what
a very
next,
good
week. Jamar? What
I
next?
I have no idea.
The
but I'll tell you
Family
what's next.
Cup is next.
What's next is getting you hooked up, you listening, for that same opportunity for that Lotto 649 jackpot seat. We will give you that here on Chum. Just keep hanging with us and we'll let you know when it's your time.
I'll be on a high like you guys were for months after. That was so much fun. And by the way, so proud of our Leafs. It's a good looking group of guys. It's a building year. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're doing okay though. They were a little tired last night.
And one more footnote, Marilyn.
Yes, sir.
When you leave that game, you don't even realize if they won or lost, don't you?
I say to my husband, what was the score?
Like, wait, did they win? No.
No.
Oh, that was good.
I knew they didn't win, though. Yeah, right.
I bought the Time magazine. They had a big article in the beginning of the year about marriages. And I was reading that actually on the plane yesterday. I need to show you that it's a big magazine. It's all about marriage and how to make marriage last.
Oh, really? What was one of the takeaways?
You know, one of the takeaways I read from this thing, and everyone needs to listen to this. If you can find this issue, you should really buy it. But the big word I kept hearing over and over through this whole magazine was contempt. If you take contempt out of your feeling for your partner, you have a much bigger percentage of lasting. Because listen, we are all people. We are random sets of DNA. Brought up differently,
yeah.
Marilyn. You know, you could have more in common with someone in Australia than you do than the girl you met up the street.
And yet you're attracted to that person.
Exactly.
Sure.
But what happens is ultimately you're going to have conflict in your marriage.
Yeah.
But once you start having contempt for the person, where you're looking at them and you're fighting and your arguments are like, oh, you're this, you're that. I can't stand. Why must you always, when you start getting to that point where you're having real deep contempt for the person, it is a slippery slope.
It is.
And it's just a recipe for a TikTok to, divorce.
Yeah. You know, it really is. And the fact is, and you will learn soon enough when you marry somebody what their argument styles are like.
Yes, argument styles.
And so, and that is like, that's great 9, 10, 11, the contempt thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you put it in your back pocket, save it, and I'm going to go, okay, I'm going to save that. That's passive aggressive.
Okay.
And then you throw it in their face. That's a bad thing. One of the things I'm sure that the magazine did not mention was how, you know, certain things that are done around the house could cause an epic fail. And it's toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper can make or break it. You know, at the very end of a relationship, not, you know, teetering on it's going to work or not. Yes, there's the toothpaste cap on. That's the old one. The toilet seat thing. That's another one.
Right.
But it's also toilet paper. Like, you know, you're in the toilet and then someone forgets to replace the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Or how many times did I tell you to put the toilet paper that the paper goes on the top?
That's an old argument. That was already debunked. We already know that toilet paper flap on top. We already know that, right?
Yeah, I do what the hotels do. I go with them. I just go, La Quinta, that's how they do it.
La Quinta.
And Motel 6, or whatever that's called. Okay, you will be able to squeeze the Charmin because you may not be able to get your hands around it. This is something new. I think Charmin's going to save a lot of marriages. They're introducing a new forever roll of toilet paper.
What's a forever roll?
That is so big that it needs its own dispenser. The jumbo size rolls.
No.
Come on. No. Come in 850 and 1,700 sheet sizes. And although they're not really forever rolls.
Sheet.
They'll last you for about a month.
What does that look like?
I don't know. I can't even think I can fit it in my car.
It's just like, it looks like cotton candy next to your toilet.
I know. So can you get them at the grocery store? Not right now. They're test driving them. You can get them online. Good old Charmin, squeezable Charmin. They're going to cost more. Of course they're going to cost more. But they also are saying they want you to order online because it's more convenience. And so it's got its own subscription service.
Oh.
It's a neat guy. It's a neat guy. Like, you have a need. People want it. They will buy it.
I find this to be a very obvious eyesore in your bathroom. right?
Well, it's almost like paper towel.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, and I think, you know, if you live in a condo or an apartment, if you're living in, you know, a 10,000 square foot home and your bathroom's massive, fine. Have a roll of paper towels in your bathroom. But if you are in a condo, this is not going to fit.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going to fit. Imagine walking into someone's bathroom.
I think I know where it's going to fit. Take down your artwork above the toilet and then just pull it over your head.
That's good.
It reminds me of new dispenser. I've not actually seen this, but I thought, you know what? It's going to save some marriages. I really strongly feel that. It's artistically, and when you're a decorator, you're going to go, nah, I don't.
I'll tell you, if my husband came home with one of these rolls, it would end our marriage.
Yeah. No.
You really just came up with an idea, though. And you don't even know it. Artisan toilet paper. Can you imagine? Some toilet paper with like a Louis Vuitton print on
it?
Craft toilet paper. Listen, I have one with Santa Claus with his pants down on a toilet for the holidays. I think that's funny toilet paper. But you could do, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
You could do some, they already do it for NFL. Listen, there's NFL toilet paper.
Pamper your crevice with Kraft. Toilet paper, that is.
Boy.
All right, well. You got a lot of options.
Contempt and toilet paper can kill your marriage.
It's all in there.
Okay. All right. You know them as Kat and Nat. Please welcome social media sensations. Yes, they are. And the authors of Mom Truth. This is Catherine Belknap and Natalie Telfer. Kat and Nat.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming. Thank you.
Guess how many kids they have between them?
I don't know. I mean, maybe three, two.
Keep going.
Four, five.
Keep going.
Seven?
Seven.
You guys have seven kids?
Ding, 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 ding.
Wait, so who has what?
Exactly. We don't know.
That's crazy.
Okay. Now, we really do parent together because seven is too many, but Nat has four and Kat has three.
Wow. Okay, well, I have questions.
Okay.
Because I have answers. One. I mean, you guys must be experts with all those children.
I don't think you're ever an expert as a parent because every phase is something new and you're trying to like navigate.
The book is entitled Mom Truth.
But do you have some dad truths in there for Jamar?
Yes. Okay. You know what? Actually, there are dad truths because often a mom truth is a dad truth because we try to explain that even though dads can be involved and there's things that they get as a woman, when you have this baby, it plays with your brain.
I love that you're careful with your words when talking about dads. We never want to like
sewer them
or throw them under the bus because like we're so lucky that our kids like have a dad who's in their life and all of that.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's a different experience being a dad, and dads do it differently, and we've come to realize that's okay. But we sometimes...
Give us an example of that. What would a mom do and then a dad do?
Okay, so one of our examples is that when they take care of the kids, they kind of just like roll with whatever. They don't overstress it. They don't overplan.
That is exactly right. That's so funny.
Yeah.
And then she freaks out. I'm just like, yo, he's fine. She's like, put pants on him. I'm like, he's sweating. Like, he's fine. He's cool.
Put pants on him.
I mean, I don't have pants on. He don't need pants.
I got a great story about that one. When I was born, my dad had two daughters. He went to the hospital with to visit my mother and the new baby Marilyn, and he arrived at the hospital. We were you know, both my sisters were in dresses. He forgot to put their underwear on.
No word of a lie.
We've been there.
So Kat and Nat have known each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. Let's tell everybody how you got together.
Tell the story. We met in high school and we sort of went our separate ways, and then motherhood brought us back together. We were the first to have kids, and our friends were going out at like 9 o'clock for dinner. And I was like, 9 o'clock? I am supposed to be asleep for 3 hours already because that baby is going to wake up.
At like two or something like that.
Oh, yeah. You're like, the anxiety of nighttime is over. Yeah. Like, it's so, I don't know if you guys have experienced it.
Well, you know,
it.
The funny thing is because we do morning radio, we've been living that anxiety of time to go to sleep forever.
Oh,
because
right.
Because it's like, got to be asleep by like 8:39-ish anywhere.
Well, yeah, these two are like really good buddies when you get this book, Mom Truths. I love the reality of how you both are. It's just like, yeah, no, that's not happening. You can't be a perfect mom. And there's no mom shaming in your world.
Oh, no, we don't do that. And also we see a ton of people opening the, like, that we'll find the husbands reading the book because there's some like life lessons. Like, am I allowed to say sex on here?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sex. Like how.
What chapter is that? I'd like to read it.
How sex is different for women. And like the doctor gives you like a 6 week, like you're ready to go. And you're like, pardon? Who made that rule after 6 weeks?
Yeah, after 6 weeks, I kicked in the door like, hello.
I know.
What's going on?
I lied. I said 10 weeks.
Oh, how could you?
10, because I didn't want want to get pregnant again.
Plus, we are not interested in, you know, something just came out of there. We don't want to put something back in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Things are healing.
Trust me, tell me about it. I get it. I'm feeling it.
I was just going to say that the sex chapter isn't what you think it's going to be. It's not exciting
it's
for
not
you.
It's not a how-to.
It's pretty bad news.
Great.
But
great.
You get rid of some myths. And I also, what I loved about your book is that there's a chapter called You Are a Mom Enough. Tell us about that.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. I think that, I don't know where this, we actually came to be, and our social media came to be when Pinterest was at a pinnacle, and we were seeing women and moms who were talking about, you know, not being enough and failing. And I feel like when we strip back that your kids love you and you're going to fail and you're going to mess up, but they would never change you as a mom. They will look at you and they will want no one different, no matter what you give them, how much you make, what your house looks like. All they want is you. And I think that if you remember that and live in your happy, and they'll remember you smiling at them and how you made them feel. And that's all it is.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for my dear friend Jamar with his new daddyhood?
Oh, man, advice for the daddy.
Be better to, you know, his girlfriend. And
Yeah, just, you know, be patient with her. Her mind is, like, on overdrive, just trying to think about all the things that she wants to do and the kind of mom she wants to be. And that's hard for you to understand what she's going through.
Sure.
But just, like, be there for her. Let her take charge when she wants to, but try and give her a break.
Sure.
Force her to take a break, which is really hard for a new mom to do.
Yeah.
But, just give her an excuse to have some time for herself.
And never ask what's wrong.
Don't
ask why the baby's crying ever.
Okay.
We don't know. We'd fix it if we knew.
Gotcha. Pick up a copy of Mom Truths. So good to see you, Kat. Now, Catherine Belknap and Natalie Telfer. And when are you going to be on Kathy Lee and Hoda?
Sometime soon.
Yeah, I think in April. I don't. What month are we in right
your
now?
Your sensations,
March?
Your media sensations.
Unbelievable.
Come back and visit us again.
Thank you so much. And let's log in Chloe Wilde for the E-Talk Entertainment Update this morning. Hey, Chloe, what's good?
Good morning. Okay, so the royals are very, very popular on Instagram.
Yes, they're on Instagram.
Harry and Meghan are on Instagram. They've got their own account. It's called Sussex Royal. Definitely follow if you're not already. I actually was on CP24 yesterday around 4:20 doing a live hit on that.
Yes.
They had 1 million followers at the time, which I thought was such a fast growth. This morning, 2.4 million.
Unbelievable. And that baby's coming soon. So it's all philanthropic, but baby's coming soon, too. The timing is perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I think we'll get a couple little personal moments as well as their passion project.
Maybe a duck lift selfie? Or maybe a bathroom selfie from Meghan? No?
No.
I mean, wishful thinking over there. Wishful thinking. No
I like the authentic stuff.
Selfie.
I don't want the produced stuff.
Oh, yeah. Looking at yourself in the mirror is authentic.
Oh, yeah. It says no girl ever. Do you know how hard it is to take a picture in front of a mirror that goes up online?
Can't say I did that. All right. What
okay,
else
so
is going on?
April Fool's has come and gone. Justin Bieber thought he was going to do a funny little prank on Instagram. He posted an ultrasound with no caption, you know, giving people the idea that maybe him and Hailey were expecting a child. But this was just an April Fool's joke, one that was not taken very well. There's been a lot of backlash. People have been calling this prank very insensitive to people who have possibly lost a child or who can't bear children. So Justin has apologized. He posted a very lengthy post on social media, said it was meant to just be a joke. He didn't predict that people were going to be hurt or offended by it, and he's very sorry if it did offend anyone. So I like this. I feel like this is the new Justin Bieber. He did something, didn't sit well with people. He's owning up to it, saying, I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
Good. I'm glad he did that.
Yeah. Okay, so end of April, a movie comes out, Avengers Endgame. People love the Avengers franchise. And if
pre-sale
tickets are any indication, this movie is going to kill at the box office. Marvel movie broke advanced ticket sales records. Like, this is huge. Like, the preview nights are basically sold out. So if you want to go that weekend, definitely get those tickets nice and early.
Just to put it into context for everybody, this movie is the culmination of so many different stories coming together. Where we left off on the last Avengers, a bunch of people died or vanished in the thin air, and now we're trying to figure out how does everything get put back together in happy ending. So it's a very, very big movie for the franchise.
Yeah.
I like that you said happy ending.
Well, yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see if it's happy ending.
My question is, so it's good to go see that last movie before we see this new movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you don't need to do that, but in this case, you do.
Sure.
Okay.
I love binge watching something before watching the next season or like watching the movie that came before it. It just refreshes your memory, and I feel like you're more committed and invested in the characters and storylines. Okay, in other comic book movie news, director Todd Phillips revealed the first look at Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker at CinemaCon in New York, and people are into it. They say it's dark, it's gritty, it's creepy, and the teaser is going to be released online today, so definitely look out for that.
Do you know why it's dark and creepy? Because the Joker by day wears a cardigan sweater, a white shirt, and flood pants. And then he changes to a crazy... Now when I look at guys that do that in Toronto, I'm not sure what their other life is like. That's what I'm saying, Chloe. Exactly.
And there's a lot of flood pants definitely happening in Toronto right now. Sure.
Chloe, we'll see you tonight on eTalk at 7 o'clock on CTV. Have a great day.
Thanks.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know, let me know.
Okay, what does this song mean to you personally, listening to this right now?
2006. Tasha Bedingfield.
Yes.
I met her. I interviewed her. Yeah. Happiness. I don't know.
The song is called Unwritten, and yes, it's her hit song, but what it's really known as is the theme song to The Hills.
The Hills. Yes, okay. Right.
Well,
right.
Count me out Spence on that one.
Spidey, Spence and Heidi.
Thank you.
Seeing all that happen now.
Is that that after show they used to do over at the... on CTV with Dan Levy and those guys and Jesse Cruikshank. Now I know you're talking
about. Please tell me Spencer and Heidi are not back.
They're coming back.
Why? Why? Okay, I heard that they were dead broke and that they were struggling recently. Is that true?
Well, I don't know about dead broke. Okay. They're not doing as well as they once were. He has spent a lot of his fortune on crystals. I don't know if you follow him on social media at all, but he...
Gosh, I can't say that I do.
That is a shocker to me. He's heavy into crystals. He's spent a lot of money on this. Anyway, so MTV has announced that they are rebooting The Hills. They're calling it The Hills New Beginnings. It's premiering on June 24th. They're going to have a lot of the original cast back. Lauren Conrad, who kind of was the star that started it all, she's like, no, I'm good. I've moved on. She's not coming back, but like Audrina Patridge and Spidey and Misha Barton from The OC.
I've not heard these
joining.
Names in years.
She's like joining the cast. Well, everything that's old is new again. Like, they're rebooting everything, so why not reboot The Hills?
I mean, just think about the charm career, Marilyn. Can you imagine... You know, kind of fading out into obliviousness. And then all of a sudden someone says, hey, we're bringing you back.
Yeah.
We're bringing your show back to life. You're going to be on TV again. Really great. Like, that's just very, very lucky.
Their agents are like reanimating somewhere in Hollywood.
And you know, that's such a different time from when they were. That was so current at the time. It's, things are so different now.
We'll see how this lands. We'll see if they still have star power, but they're going to give it another shot.
I just feel like they're so obscure now.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out.
People like that nostalgia.
They do.
He's going to say it's the crystals. No. That's what he's going to say about that.
Here in Toronto, we had some sad baseball news that broke yesterday. Jays fans were really upset to hear that Kevin Pillar, our star center fielder, is going to go to the San Francisco Giants. He was traded in exchange for three players from their team. Now, he will actually be back in a few weeks to play against the Jays, so I'm guessing he'll get a proper send-off from the city and from fans then. Right. Some cool trending local news. King Street, that King Street pilot where you were prioritizing streetcars over private cars, that pilot could be here to stay because the city released findings from a report after the first year and they said it was actually very successful in improving streetcar operations with very limited effects on surrounding traffic. So they're going to recommend council to make a vote so that that's permanent. And another trending follow-up to something that could be really exciting for the city of Toronto is that Transport Canada has officially announced that they are in favor of funding a study of the Hyperloop train. That is that electric tunnel that will make it possible to travel between Toronto and Montreal in just 45 minutes.
Amazing. So you could work in Toronto for the day and go work in Montreal, come back.
And what could this mean for other locations besides Montreal? What could this mean for surrounding suburbs to Toronto where people are commuting so long in their car
now? You took the words out of my mouth, Caitlin. I mean, most people are commuting more than maybe even double 45
Absolutely.
Minutes.
Absolutely.
Now you have job opportunities in Toronto. Montreal.
If you travel to other parts of the world and you see places like China, in Japan and, you know, even in Sweden, and you see how impactful high-speed rail is.
It's second nature to them.
It's incredible. So, if this happens here, people would be very excited.
All right. Thank you, Caitlin.
Looks like Toronto's going to have to step it up because if I have the chance to just take 45 hours in Montreal rather than sitting 2 hours in traffic in Toronto.
Or drive it a long, long way. And weather, you don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, love it. Look at this.
Look at this. My entire family is here. Welcome in Ronica and Mommy and Kofi.
Yay! Okay, Mom, we've talked to you many, many times. Welcome to Toronto.
Thank you so much, Seth. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here.
Congratulations. Ronica, nice to see you in person. You've got a great husband here. No, I shouldn't Thanks. Say husband. You've got a great partner here. So how is he as a dad? Just pretend he's not in the room.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a
Just
second.
Pretend, Ronica.
The answer should be the same as if I were in the room. Let's hear it.
He's pretty good. He does everything extra slow, though.
Well, you know what?
He's being extra careful.
Oh, that's so
What
great.
I don't want to do is wipe my little boy super, super fast and give him, like, burns. Like, so I go, because I know how sensitive I am down there. So I got to imagine he is, too.
Well, let me tell you something. Did you hear him talking to Kofi when you're out of the room, like, on the little speaker? Do you hear him? Like, what is he saying? I'm just pretending he's not in the room.
Extra baby. Oh, sorry, my son.
It's so good to meet you guys in person.
So what from both of you? I mean, this is a kind of our first foray into Canada, Toronto. Do you guys like? I mean, tell everyone what you think about Toronto, Canada.
It's wonderful. It's a little cool, maybe about 10 degrees cooler than the U.S.
Well, you can't say that here because 10 degrees in Celsius means like death and life.
Well, 10 degrees in Fahrenheit.
Had you ever been to Toronto before? Because I know your son had been. Yeah,
I've been here many years.
For the CNE, or what were you up here for?
Just for visit, pleasure. Yeah.
How many grandchildren do you have now?
Oh, this is my third.
Come on! You look too young to be a grandma. Oh, did they call you a grandma?
At first, I said no grandma, but then...
So,
Mom, I got to let you know, Marilyn is about to be who you are in a couple months. Her son, Adam, who you just met, is having a child.
Yes, so only that's awesome.
So do you have any grandma tips for Marilyn? What can you teach Marilyn about what it takes to be a grandmother and still keep your sanity?
You know what? It's such a bundle of joy.
Yes.
It is so much fun. It's a different love.
Yeah.
You know, it feels much different from your own child.
Right.
It is like...
And Ronnie, can you tell anybody out there listening who wants to be a new mother, what is it like to be a mother for the first time and realizing that, hey, I'm responsible for this little bundle of cuteness?
No time for yourself.
And sleep when the baby sleeps, right?
Right. Just take it easy.
Yeah.
Be easy on yourself.
Well, you know what? You look fantastic. This baby was born in December. Ronica, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
What a beautiful couple you two are.
Thank you. Never mind the baby and the mom. I'd say it's 80-20 on one side, but you know.
Yeah. And whatever. Kofi looks so good. So glad to see all of you in the room today. Welcome to Toronto.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. He's looking around like, where am I? What is going on? Who are these people?
Yeah.
Where's my food? Gotta feed him. If you're feeding into
just
the
like
roads.
His dad. Where just like am his dad. I?
Where's my, where
what am
I?
What am I doing here? Where's my food?
And where's my food? Wow. That's where he gets it from. All right. Good explanation there.
Hey. Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.